anytime you get this many highways coming together, it doesn't take a whole lot for one incident to really affect traffic for quite a long amount of time in some cases.
They call it the Mixmaster for a reason.
Yes, we have 30, 35E, Woodall Rogers, and even I-345 all coming together right in the downtown area. And in this case, I-35E gets 242,000 vehicles a day. And general downtown area, we get more than 400,000 vehicles a day going through the Mixmaster. So one lane even affected by an incident, that can really back up traffic in lots of different directions in some cases.
Not to mention all of the on and off ramps in that area too, I suppose.
True, those are there for good reason, of course. But it does present a lot of weaving and merging challenges, as we call them. People wanting to get on and off the highway in a very short amount of space. And it does lead to some fender bender incidents in some cases when traffic is at its peak.
What can TxDOT do to try to alleviate the situation with traffic?
Well, TxDOT does look at other options, restriping areas to add some more what we call auxiliary lanes to give people more room to get on and off the highway, expansion, or in some cases adding some more ramps so that we won't have as much weaving and merging on those lanes of 35E.
Is that the most problematic area, or are there other expressway areas that are just as bad?
This is probably the biggest challenge we have as far as traffic management and traffic flow. However, it's not the only one. The I-5, LBJ, and Central. Central up at the Bush Turnpike. Not to mention LBJ and 35E. That is really one of the highest traffic count locations in our region. Two major highways coming together right there.
Tony Hartzell, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.